Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1530, Distance Running. How can I run longer and farther? By Josh Anderson of DIYActive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions. All right, and with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Distance Running: How Can I Run Longer and Farther? By Josh Anderson of DIYActive.com. How can I run longer and farther? When the weather turns south, we normally head indoors to the treadmill. Doesn't it seem like you can kill it on the treadmill, but when it warms up and you head outside, your distance running suffers? It gets you wondering, why is the treadmill so much easier? Is it the topography, wind, something else? Plus, how can I run longer and farther outdoors? Increase your running duration and distance. We asked a few running experts their thoughts on the subject and if they had any tips on running longer and farther. No more huffing and puffing after three steps, right? Distance running. Why is the treadmill easier to run on? We have all probably experienced this on multiple occasions. Don't get me wrong, the treadmill is great, but it doesn't stack up to distance running outdoors. As Martise Moore, founder of Green Runner, put it so succinctly, quote, "Mother Nature is a lot less generous. When you run outside, the ground does not move, so your body works a lot harder to propel you forward. And when your body works harder, it fatigues faster," end quote. So, what are some of the main reasons it's easier to run on a treadmill? Let's dive in. Overcoming the elements. Obviously, running outside can be a challenge because of the wind, sun, temperature, and so on. Wind can be the biggest demon when it comes to outdoor distance running. As Samantha Kellgren, certified health coach and running coach, explained, quote, "Even with a calm breeze, you're still exerting more effort, and this translates to higher oxygen consumption, making your run feel harder as your body is working to process oxygen at a higher rate," end quote. I've definitely been there. More oxygen, please. And then there's the blistering sun and temperature that can quickly beat you down. Even if it's only in the 80s, it can still make running a difficult challenge. Not only are your muscles working to propel you forward, but your body is also just trying to cool itself, which can cause you to quickly become tired. On the flip side, when it's cold outside, Kellgren said that, quote, "It takes longer for your muscles to warm up, and breathing can feel harder with the rush of cold air to your lungs," end quote. Both of these conditions can cause you to fatigue more quickly and make running outside harder than the trusty indoor treadmill. You definitely need to dress appropriately on both occasions. Overcoming the terrain. While you can increase the incline of the treadmill, it just can't compete with the unpredictability of distance running outside. As Chris Twiggs, Galloway Training and International Program Director, explained, quote, "While top-end treadmills can simulate all sorts of hills, they don't have curbs to jump over, puddles to avoid, twists and turns to navigate, or other runners getting in the way," End quote. He went on to say that in order to truly mimic the real world, we need to run in the real world. This will help build up our small muscles that play a role in balance and maneuvering around obstacles. And then that brings us to the actual material you are running on. Instead of a springy treadmill, when you hit the pavement outside, you are hitting exactly that, pavement. Kellgren explained that concrete can be unforgiving on your joints, and that jumping over puddles or simply hopping over curbs takes more, quote, mind-body coordination and muscle recruitment than simply running on a flat and consistent surface, end quote. Overcoming your treadmill gait. Do you run exactly the same when you're on the treadmill as opposed to barreling forward outside? For many of us, the answer is no. Kellgren says that your stride tends to be shorter and quicker when running on the treadmill. Likewise, quote, you're not pushing off the ground on a treadmill with as much force as when running outdoors, end quote. So when you head outside, make sure to focus on long, powerful strides. On top of that, your running form in general may be out of whack and really killing your long distance runs. When it comes to distance running, Moore says that, quote, any movement that your body makes while you run that is not forward is a waste of energy. So for example, if your torso twists side to side when you run, you are wasting energy that you could be using to go forward, end quote. So make sure to control your body as you're crushing your goals. Overcoming motor-assisted effect. As you would have guessed, the actual mechanics of running on a moving platform is different than propelling yourself forward, right? Twiggs explained that because obviously the treadmill is moving under your feet, it's doing a lot of the work for you. All you're essentially doing is moving over the top of it and not propelling yourself forward. To combat this, he recommended, quote, the solution is to set the incline of the treadmill to 0.5% or 1%, end quote. This little bit of an incline is barely perceptible, but it's enough to put back in the work we would otherwise miss. Distance running, bringing it all together. So how can I run longer and farther? First and foremost, we want to remain injury-free, right? That's why Kellgren recommends trying to increase your speed, duration, or distance one at a time because, quote, doing too much at one time can lead to injuries like shin splints or stress fractures, end quote. Kellgren reiterated something Twiggs mentioned earlier in that when running on a treadmill, a great way to adjust or mimic outdoor running is to run at a 1% incline because, quote, this has been shown to replicate the oxygen consumption rate of running outdoors, end quote. When it finally warms up and you're able to get out there and get in a great run, Moore recommends starting slowly. She explained that starting out too fast on a long distance run is a common mistake. Quote, we feel so energized at the beginning of a run, so we go for it. And then, womp womp, we're dying. So slow down and pace yourself, end quote. As you start to increase your distances week by week, make sure to adhere to the 10% rule, which Kellgren explained means, quote, increasing your weekly distance by no more than 10% each week so as to comfortably adapt to longer distances, end quote. This will allow you to take it slowly and build up your endurance week by week. Kellgren said that even 2 to 3 days a week of running can be enough if you are consistent, and maybe more importantly, patient. Finally, what comes to mind if you want to run farther? Running more? That's exactly one of the tips that Moore recommended because as you run more, your cardiovascular system will improve. She explained, quote, an improved cardio system will happen even if you only run on a treadmill and you're consistently setting and achieving better time and distance goals. But if you run outdoors, your endurance will get better faster, end quote. Wrap up. How can I run longer and farther? As you work hard to increase duration, speed, or distance on the treadmill this winter, just remember what Chris Twiggs recommends when it comes to running on a treadmill. Quote, instead of worrying about pure speed, focus on heart rate or perceived exertion, end quote. Train for time rather than speed or distance, and just enjoy the workout. So there you go. So when you ask yourself the question, how can I run longer and farther? You can start implementing these tips outdoors or on the treadmill and eventually reach your goals. You just listened to the post titled, Distance Running, How Can I Run Longer and Farther? By Josh Anderson of DIYactive.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. People used to ask me whether running on the treadmill was just as good as running outside, and without hesitation, I would reply, absolutely not. So I completely agree with the perspective shared in this article. After I would tell folks that running on a treadmill does not necessarily compare to running outdoors, they would reflexively respond with, why not? Well, like the experts featured in today's article, I would tell them that when you're running outside, you have to dodge all sorts of obstacles that could affect your running path. Plus, running in the real world does trigger the body to use all sorts of smaller supporting muscles that help with dodging these obstacles and maintaining balance. And when you step on a treadmill that's set to 0% incline, it actually dips slightly downward. So if you run on a treadmill and leave the incline at 0%, it's like you're running at a slight downhill. That makes it really easy. Now, I used to tell people to run using a 2% incline to try and mimic the real world. But after hearing today's article, I'm thrilled that I can tell people a 1% incline will do the trick. Now, there are treadmills out there that don't rely on a motor to keep the belt moving. Remember, if a treadmill can keep the belt moving without your help, then it's doing some of the work for you. But there are treadmills out there that don't have a motor and rely on just person power to keep the belt moving. Now, I should mention that these types of treadmills still aren't substitutes for running outdoors, but they do get us a bit closer. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week and a wonderful November so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.